those that aren't, you know, that last little bit of conversation in Bible class this morning, we're starting a new study, the book of Joshua. And the opening lesson was, Joshua takes the place of Moses. And I just happened to ask, I wonder who's going to be taking my place. And not that I'm leaving anytime soon, but, you know, we're not, when the lesson began, we're not guaranteed of tomorrow, so that... And it went from there to a lot of places, you know. So.
We don't know who it is, but he is left-handed.
Yeah. So, good time with that. All right, let's begin our singing, our time this evening, number 238. That'll kind of get us on the cheer-bringing road. 238. 238. Sing it through twice.
Hey, you are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
Number 971.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the hosts of hell assail, and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden, and I'm facing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Number 916.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears, tears in the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be.
my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be.
Let's see. Chris, you want to be our first reader again tonight? Let's go Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 25. And we'll sing a song before that scripture reading. Number 655. Ooh, okay. 655. So Romans 1, 15 through 25. So we're going to be saying 655. It's not written this way, but I always like to hold those first three notes. You know, would you be, same way right in the very middle, the next time that you see those three words, would you be. So kind of just follow my lead.
So you're not singing.
I'm not going to sing it the way it's written. I know Mark Whitley would have a time with that, me doing that. Six, five, five.
Would you be poured out like wine upon the altar? For me, would you be broken like bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that you would do just as I will? Would you be light and love my world fulfilled? Yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar. For me, yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be light and love your word fulfilled.
I'll be reading Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 25. NIV. So Romans chapter 1, verses 15 to 25. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God has been revealed. The righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities as eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings and birds and animals and reptiles. God gave them over in the sinful desires in their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever to be praised. Amen. Let us have a prayer. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for all that you have created for us in this world. And just as we have seen, or just as we have read, just through creation alone points to a magnificent creator who is you. Just everything about this world, just in its existence, shows that there was creation. There could not be any other way to sustain life except for the way that you designed it, the way that it was created. And Lord, it is our prayer that we can continue to be faithful to you, not to look at images or have other things in our life come and distract us from you. It's always our prayer that we can continue to bring you glory in all that we do. And we are so very grateful for your plan of salvation, where Jesus has come down, the one and only Son of yours. He willingly left heaven to become a person, a human being. And he did that not only just to reveal you to us, not just to reveal there is a God, but to redeem us, to save us. And again, just such a beautiful plan of salvation for us, one that was already designed before creation. So Lord, again, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your patience with us. And we're so very thankful for the forgiveness of sins and all the promises that we have in Jesus. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to be with us this evening as we continue to worship and to praise you, Lord, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. We want to just give you all praise and glory that you deserve. Continue to guide our hearts and minds as we do this. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Before the communion this evening, number 865.
Sometimes my eyes are filled with teardrops. My sorrows here I hard to bear. But in God's word I read the promise. There'll be no tears, no tears up there. No more tears.
Singing 916. Well, let's try this one. It'll work well. This song worked well. The lesson I'm going to review coming up in a couple of weeks on what does God do with our sins when we bring them to Him. And I'm going to give you the things that He does. And there's about 9 or 10 different biblical answers for that. And there's words like pardon, forgive, throw in the depths of the sea. And there's about 10 illustrations that the Bible uses to describe what God does with our sins. And so I thought, well, 9:17, I bring my sins to Him. So I'm working on that. It'll be a couple weeks. So 9:17.
I bring my sins to Thee, the sins I cannot count, that all magnificent be in Thy once open fount. I bring them, Savior, all to Thee. The burden is too great for me. The burden is too great for me. I bring my grief to Thee, the grief I cannot tell. No word shall need it be. Thou knowest all so well. I bring the sorrow laid on me. O suffering Savior, all to Thee. O suffering Savior, all to Thee. My life I bring to Thee. I would not be my own. O Savior, let me be like ever Thine alone. My heart, my life, my all I bring to Thee, my Savior and my King. To Thee, my Savior and my King.
I like that. I wrote down one other one I just wanted to look at. And then we'll quote that for a moment. And then we'll sing one we really know. 592.
That's a new
one? Sort of. It goes back to my youth, but no, I haven't sung this in 55 years.
Middle age.
I sang this before Chris and Paula were born. But I haven't sung it since, so I'll have to really take a look at it. 592.
Someday the silver coin will break, and I no more as thou shalt sing. But oh, the joy when I awake within the palace of the King. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Someday my earthly house will fall, and I cannot tell how soon 'twill be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Someday till then I'll watch and wait, my lamp all trim and burning bright, that when my Savior opes the gates,
my soul to him may take its flight. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace.
There you go. 166. First and last.
All day long, of Jesus I am singing. He, my song of joy, will ever be. All the while, he keeps my heart bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my King, no other is above him. All day long, enraptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King. In his life, I'm going home to glory. With the souls, the trust is saving grace. Going home to sing and tell his story. In the blessed sunshine of his face. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my King, no other is above him. All day long, enraptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King.
All right, thank you for coming. Always good to get together, we say. There are some refreshments available back in the Friendship and Fellowship Hall. So after our closing prayer, give some folks time to make some final arrangements and set up. And we'll issue out the call that all things are ready. So let's bow in prayer, and then we'll offer thanks for our time together this evening and for the food. So bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, we say thank you over and over again for daily bread. Appreciate so very, very much your watch care over us, your loving kindness, tender mercy, amazing, amazing grace. We certainly are thankful for spiritual blessings that you give to us, the hope that lies within us. We're thankful for this evening, a time we may share a time of worship in giving you praise and glory. We're thankful for this time that we may also enjoy a time of friendship and fellowship after. We pray you'll bless those hands that made preparations for that event. We pray you'll not only strengthen us physically, but strengthen us in service in your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.